This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Liam Neeson's is back and continuing his epic run as Charles Bronson, circa 2010. This incarnation of the vengeful anti-hero who has been wronged by society, sees him as a father figure, because otherwise people probably wouldn't like him very much, because mostly he just sits around and looks at people and causes their heads to explode, or beats them up. But really, he continues his turn as the number one bad mofo, which really, if you look at his career, he played Michael Collins early on. He played Rob Roy. He's an Irish badass who got even more dark after his wife died in a skiing accident. And has really pushed it. During this last year, he did A Walk Among the Tombstones, which was not as successful, but here he returns to familiar ground, and in this case, he's set up for the murder of his ex-wife, which is just about as emotionally connected as he can get, which is probably a good thing, because anyone he gets close to ends up getting abducted or murdered, so you don't want to really enjoy watching him too much, just under the, playing it safe that you might leave the theater and be taken somewhere and held and wait for him to come get you. What's effective about this series? Well, it gives the people what they want in that you know you're going to see a cheeseburger. You get the bun, you get the cheese, you get the ketchup. So you get to see Liam Neeson deliver exactly what you want. Rarely do people get to see the performance that they pay to see. The Taken franchise is a good example of that. It's like buying tickets to a Bulls game back in the day and watching Michael Jordan deliver. It's like, or buying tickets to the Knicks and watching Carmelo, the Lakers, and watching Kobe. There's just certain guys you go to see, and the team maybe loses, but he had a good time at the game. So Taken 3 sits alongside a perk of what is, I guess, deliberate entertainment. It's hard to consider it storytelling as much as it is performance art. And the performance art is that you're playing a version of yourself in the past, which is the version of yourself we saw Taken 1 and 2, and you get to recreate that in Taken 3.